This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So did you guys hear that Western Washington State, all right, is being invaded by stink bugs? These are brown, marmorated, not sure what marmorated is, marmalated, marmorated stink bugs are native to Asia, I guess first arrived in America in the mid-Atlantic states. And in 2010, the bugs decimated crops on the East Coast. They said that same year, in 2010, the first stink bugs were detected in Washington State. And now these stink bugs are prolific in Western Washington, mainly in King, Pierce, and Thurston counties. Researchers at Washington State University have received 300 inquiries about these bugs in just 3 weeks. They said, we've never seen so much activity related to this bug and so quickly. That's WSU entomologist Michael Bush of WSU's Yakima County Extension. Now, stink bugs earn their name by giving off a putrid odor when they are threatened or killed, kind of like skunks. You go up to a skunk, it'll, you know, stink you up. Now, the bugs don't bite or sting, but they can pose a serious threat outdoors by gorging on fruits, vegetables, trees, and plants. You know you could eat stink bugs? I'm going to talk about some bugs you could eat later. So, the brown marmorated stink bugs. Okay, I'm sorry, what does marmorated mean? I got to look this up. I'm sorry. Okay, marmorated. Marmalade. Okay, hold on a second. I don't want marmalade. Marmorated. I'm sorry, guys. I got to look it up. Marmorated is having a marbled or streaked appearance. So then just say marbled. Are you kidding me? Really? Just say marbled or streaked. Marmorated sounds dumb. All right. I don't understand the English language. I really don't. Anyway, the brown marbled stink bugs can be distinguished by thin white bands on their antenna. And WSU researchers encourage residents to take a photo of the bugs and email them with the name, date, amount, and location of the bugs. Because, again, they're trying to figure this out. And where they're being found is southwest Washington. Stink bugs are very hardy. They are weaker in the spring. And then I guess they go dormant in the winter. And according to Cornell University entomologist Peter Genst, a non-toxic brew of soapy water might work. Try one part soap to two parts water in a spray bottle. Now, get this. They say current pesticides are not as effective on stink bugs that have infested crops. They say once they're in your house, it's nearly impossible to get rid of them. And my house already stinks. I got 5 cats and 2 dogs. I don't need stink bugs. Now, I don't live near Washington, but if you're telling me that it was in the Midwest, then the Mid-Atlantic, and now Washington, there's a good chance it could come to where I live in Nevada. They say seal all cracks around windows, doors, siding, utility pipes, behind chimneys, underneath the wood fascia, and other openings with high-quality silicone or silicone latex caulk. C-A-U-L-K. Remove wall and window air conditioners. Weather stripping around doors and windows may help. And, of course, fix your broken screens and windows, according to King5.com. So, yeah, we can eat them. There's a site called Backpacker.com. My husband used to backpack. And if you do need to survive, You can eat bugs. We know that. Fact, some countries will eat bugs, cover them with chocolate. It's supposed to be some sort of a delicacy. Why? Because they're crunchy. Here we are trying to formulate yummy Kit Kats and wafers and crunchy sort of candy bars. And other countries are like, just pour chocolate on the grasshopper and you're done. Or a cricket. So, according to the site, grasshoppers and crickets are extraordinarily protein rich. You can collect them pretty much anywhere. How you catch them is catch them early morning. They move more slowly then. Yeah, just like all of us with our plantar fasciitis. Catch them by hand. Trap them by cutting the top off a plastic water bottle, burying it in the ground, and dropping in some overripe fruit. If you don't have any fruit, say glow sticks will work. Leave it overnight, and in the morning, you'll find breakfast hopping around inside. If you drop a few small pieces of cardboard or leaves, crickets will hide under them instead of trying to escape. You got to catch them by hand because they're super fast. Damp, dark places as well. You could get them, and then you could eat them. How? Pull off their heads, and the entrails will come off with their heads. The entrails are edible, but just in case there's a parasite, you might want to remove them. Cook them before eating them. Remove the wings and the legs. Dry roast them in a pan, or skewer them and roast them in a flame. That's how they're recommending you eat crickets. Ants. Ants are everywhere. Very easy to catch. Boil them for about 6 minutes to neutralize the acid in their body, because they have acid. If you eat them raw, make sure they're dead. And they're spicy. Termites, a good source of protein. You can catch them very easily. Roast them in a dry pan. Grubs. Not your grubs. They look like worms. I guess they're more juicy. They could be eaten raw, but they say cook them, skewer them lengthwise on a long stick till they're crispy. Wood lice. I am not eating lice. They say wood lice, drop them in boiling water. Now, they can carry nematodes or worms, so you got to be careful. Earthworms you could eat. Try not to eat them live, right? Because, again, you want to cook those. Stink bugs. You could catch them, obviously, now in Washington if you want. You could rid them of their stinkitude by soaking them in warm water for 5 to 10 minutes. Then cook them extensively in a dry pan. They'll have an iodine taste. And they may move after you cook them thoroughly. You can still eat them even if they're moving. Apparently, they can live a full week after being boiled. And scorpions. You can eat scorpions. They say they taste like crab. You can roast them over fire or coals until they're well browned. You have got to be kidding me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, medical, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, going out late Saturday night. We're going to talk about dating here, and this is going to be a little bit different. I usually talk about, you know, dating in this day and age and many people back out there and Tinder and all that. But before I start, let me give a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who listens to my show day in and day out and doesn't vomit. And a big thank to you, thanks to you all for tuning in. Oh, yeah, Brad's a listener, but he's also my producer. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it, even if you do vomit. You can call in with your questions and comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I kind of want to talk a little bit about how people used to date. And I also want to talk about how I think my husband needs to be smacked upside his head. And the reason why is, what's circulating right now, and this is really lovey-dovey, okay, this is so lovey-dovey, is a love letter written by George Bush Sr. to Barbara Bush during World War II. And, wow, It was different. That my husband has never written me a love letter. My husband has never called me beautiful. Now, I mean, in his defense, you know, he doesn't particularly like to lie. So I got to give him something to work with. Okay. I mean, he'll say I'm cute. It's about it. It's about all I can really get from. Sometimes he'll be like, you're sexy. But I, you know, when the lights are out, anything could be sexy. So I'm not going to read you the whole letter. Okay, I'm not going to read you the whole letter, but oh my gosh, why don't people do this? Now, I wrote my husband a poem when I dated him. I wrote a love poem. I do poetry. They have to rhyme, and they have to be funny. But anyway, I wrote him a love poem, and he said it was the most beautiful poem ever, and then he showed his mom or dad, and it's lost somewhere. So I don't know where the poem is. I never made a copy. It was, you know, before the days of computer and all that stuff. Well, I mean, there were computers around, but I definitely wouldn't have wanted that saved, because I was embarrassed that I wrote it. But it was really lovey-dovey, and it wasn't dirty or sultry or anything like that. I remember I was talking about kissing his eyelashes and little snowflakes. I don't know what the hell I wrote, but I remember I was impressed. Yeah, I was really, really impressed with it. So, just to give you guys a little insight, and then I want to talk about dating in the olden days and how things have changed, is he starts out, we're talking about George Bush Sr. This is during World War II. He called her Bar. My darling Bar. Now, what's good about that is, I mean, many of us have frequented bars ourselves, right? So if I'm ever in my sleep talking about a bar, you know, or let's say you're fantasizing about somebody named Bar, whoever's sleeping next to you will think you're just talking about the nearby sports bar. Okay, so that's good. All right. But he writes, my darling Bar, which I believe he meant for Barbara, this should be a very easy letter to write. He writes, words should come easily, and in short, it should be simple for me to tell you how desperately happy I was to open the paper and see the announcement of our engagement, but somehow I can't possibly say it all in a letter I should like to. I think he dangled his participle there, but that's okay. It's in World War II. Things dangled. He goes, I love you, precious, with all my heart. And to know that you love me means my life. And guys, this isn't the girl. This is the guy writing this. Guys used to write letters. What happened to you men? He goes, how often I have thought of the immeasurable joy that will be ours someday. How lucky our children will be to have a mother like you. That is very cool. This is a guy thinking ahead about kids. And again, I don't mean to stereotype men, but maybe we talked about having kids one day, but it wasn't a fantasy. It was like, well, if we get pregnant, we get pregnant. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, isn't that interesting? And here, this was a happy place for him, being engaged to her and then later having babies. So apparently he's going to call his mom about his plan. Apparently there's a commissioning and he wants her there. A lot of fellows put down their parents or wives and they aren't going so you could pass as a missus. So apparently because they were just, so he was going to do some trickery. He wanted his fiancée to be at the commissioning, but they weren't married yet. So he was going to have her lie to be a missus. They'll check the list and you'll be in. How proud I'll be if you could come. Wow. Lying to the military. You dog, you. Wow. Man, I didn't know he had that gumption. Very cool. Very cool. So I guess he talked about Lieutenant Howe leaves, and he's going to be a gunnery officer and all that kind of stuff, which is really, really cool. And talks about his plane and all that. And then he says, good night, my beautiful. Every time I say beautiful, you about kill me. But you'll have to accept it. I hope to get Thursday off. There's still a chance. All my love, darling. And he signs it, Poppy. Oh, my gosh. That is so, you know, whether you like, not that I want to sit here and read, you know, Barack Obama love letters to Michelle. I don't, you know, these people, they didn't want privacy. But I got to tell you, man, you know, boy, that gives a whole nother look. And this was to CNN. This isn't something that something that the family offered. And you see a picture of him in a plane, and he named the plane after Barbara. He named the plane. You know, my husband has a plane. He names it Lisa. Who the hell is Lisa? My husband's got a small boat. No, it's not named Dahlia either. It's named Denise. I'm joking. He doesn't name that for me. But, I mean, my husband doesn't name me after something that he, you know, I mean, are you kidding me? Apparently, Barbara Bush, George Bush Sr., met in 1941 at a school dance. She was only 16. She said, I married the man, she used to say, I married the first man I ever kissed. When I tell this to my children, they just about throw up. Being married 73 years, married longer than any other presidential couple. So I am fascinated with the 1940s and 1950s and, you know, the courtship, et cetera, that kind of thing. And I want to write a piece on how dating used to be in these days. You know, not the image we got from, you know, TV, right? Because, I mean, I'm sure people had sex, premarital sex and things like that. But, you know, how they were able to attract people of the opposite sex. And the entertainment culture was rising by the 1940s. And movie houses, dance halls, that kind of thing. And it wasn't just in the upper class. It was throughout multiple class lines. And they say dating quickly moved up the socioeconomic ladder to include, you know, all sorts of, you know, urban, rural, etc. And prior to the 1940s, prior to World War II, they said the pre-war dating system wasn't so much about sex and marriage. It was like a competitive game. In 1937, a sociologist published a study called the American Sociology Review. And he gives the competitive dating system a name called the campus rating complex. And apparently men's popularity needed to have material signs like automobile, clothing, being in a fraternity, money, etc. Yet women had to show their popularity to show that they were in demand. So they had to be seen with popular men in the right places. If they turned down certain requests for dates, made at the last minute, they had to cultivate an impression that they weren't desperate, but they were in demand. In fact, in Mademoiselle magazine, 1938, the author had recommended to get somebody to send you letters, telegrams, invitations, so college men will think she must be attractive and she could rate all that attention. She also suggested to get your mom back home to send you flowers from time to time. Because if your mom sent you flowers, they didn't know it came from your mom, it looks like you were popular. You getting flowers from somebody else made other people look at you. And if you didn't have a date that night, shut the lights off in your dorm so nobody would know that you weren't home. So showing that you were popular, this rating, dating, popularity, and competition were things that were pre-World War II. Now, by World War II, there was a shortage of men. And so now dating started to be different because women outnumbered men. So rather than you getting your choice of men, there was now there wasn't that much choosing. And so apparently Good Housekeeping had a photo of a bride and groom descending the church steps saying she got a man, but 6 to 8 million women won't. We are short 1 million bachelors. And that was a concern. So marriage rates start to climb. Now it's like, if I got somebody, I'm going to stick. The average age of those marrying went down. Now, earlier people, you know, years ago, the first age used to be, I guess, around 18 for women, 20 for men, start to drop. And then it started to later rise again. We'll talk about that another time. But then by the 1950s, that's when there was the act of going steady. And then we slowly start seeing more of a modern of, you know, going out with people for a long period of time, and the steady couples later got married. But it's kind of fascinating, the timeline. I'm going to write something about that later. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, boy, this just keeps on going and going and, I mean, dragging on. But you guys have one more day to file your taxes. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, the IRS is going to give you last-minute filers, and I'm not sure why. You know, you're already this deep into April and you haven't, you know, completed your IRS forms, paid your taxes, or filed your taxes. But apparently you guys have one more day. Why? Because their payment site crashed. They say the IRS is going to give last-minute filers additional time to file and pay their tax returns because their website crashed. The page was operational again as of 5:05 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. But it was unavailable for most of the day. So if you had to complete your taxes by 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, you were out of luck. The IRS has apologized for the problem. According to IRS Commissioner David Cowder, he said, "This is the busiest day of the tax year, and the IRS apologized for the inconvenience the system issue caused the taxpayers. Again, a problem with us being completely relying on computers, which, I mean, is there's no way around it, no way to avoid it. But the system crashes. The agency said individuals and businesses that were originally due to file Tuesday will now have until Wednesday night. I guess the outage affected the, quote, direct pay link. It's a free service for paying taxes via bank accounts. And then there's a payment plan page where filers can pay their tax bill in installments. Did you guys know that? I thought you had to pay it all at once. You can pay your tax bill in installments. Both of these pages happen back online. They say filers can also use the IRS site to pay via debit or credit card, but you will have to pay fees like $2 to $3.95 for debit transactions and expenses approaching 2% for credit card payments. You can also pay what you owe with a paper check, but I don't know where that's going to, you know, how long that's going to take. Some of you may actually need more time. Not sure why. I get a clue, people. Since April 18th is the deadline for 2017 returns of tax payments, if you need more time, they say last-minute filers seeking extra time can pay the IRS estimated taxes on the phone or online or obtain an extension. If you do get an extension, your return won't be due till October 15th. Taxpayers can also submit a Form 4868 electronically or on paper to push your filing deadline to October 15th. I mean, if you fail to file, IRS gives you a penalty of 5% of the balance due for each month your return is late, up to a maximum of 25%. Now, some of you can't pay now. You can't. They say if you don't pay your tax bill by midnight tonight, you will face a penalty of 0.5% of the balance due for each month. Your taxes go unpaid, and that could go up to a maximum of 25%. And interest accrues on your taxes owed. The government doesn't mess around. Okay, if you owe $100, that's going to be a hell of a lot more later. Just like in that movie Ready Player One and that book. I mean, it'll accrue. It's not going to be easy. They don't have 0% financing, people. Filers who don't have the cash on hand can apply for a short-term payment plan. Gives you 120 days. According to CNBC, you can also apply for a long-term installment plan if it'll take you more time to get clear with IRS. But you will see interest and possibly penalties accrue. So, again, you guys have an extra day. But what it is, because I know some people are like, okay, who the hell would be that behind, and why aren't people more up, on top of it when it comes to taxes? What really gets a lot of people are those of you who are independent contractors, where you're supposed to file your own taxes every 3 months, is it? And you forget, or something goes wrong, or you underestimate what you should have paid. And then all of a sudden, you get some big bill at the end. Or tax code changes, or the tax plan changes, or you don't know what the heck happened, all of a sudden you owe more. So what me and my husband do is we purposely pay more taxes up front. And I know that's not what the business guys tell you to do. The business guys tell you, look, save your money, put your money into a higher interest account. Why let the government earn interest on your money? You should. But my problem is 1 year when we owed a lot. And that basically wiped us out. Whatever we had saved up, it wiped us out to the point that we're like, you know what? We would rather be pleasantly surprised and have money coming our way. For us financially, it just seemed to be a little better. So good luck, people. But, get your acts together and don't mess around with the IRS. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Target has a new service. I don't know if you guys heard about this. It's called Drive Up. It lets you order what you need from the Target app and then pick up your purchases at a Target store that gets delivered right to your car. Now, Target has announced that they have this service available in nearly 270 stores throughout the South and Southeast. And I see a man in a Target red, it's like a red jacket, and it has Drive Up on the back. So a number of stores in Texas and Florida have the service, as well as Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina. So you have a Drive Up app or through the Target app. Then you get notified when your order is ready. Target needs about 2 hours. Sometimes orders are ready earlier than that. Then you tap the I'm on my way button when your ad is in store. And you can share your location so the team knows when to expect you. Or if you want privacy, you can. You can share your location status manually. Like, let's say you want to stop by your girlfriend's house. You know, honey, I'm going to Target to go shopping, and I'm going to be shopping for an hour. And then, unfortunately, you go to your girlfriend. And then you just go to the pickup. Not that I want to smack you inside the head for doing something like that. But if you want privacy, I guess there's a way to have privacy. TechCrunch notes that your location is not tracked until your order is complete. Once you arrive at the store, you park in drive-up spots. An employee will bring out your order within 2 minutes. They'll scan a barcode on your Target app to confirm your identity. Then you just have to provide a signature and you're on your way. Why is Target doing it? Because it wants to compete with Walmart and Amazon. Apparently yesterday, the company announced that it was introducing same-day delivery to stores in 5 major U.S. cities, and its Prime Pantry restock service is going to hit another 24 markets. So, you know, the company wants to compete. Is this what people want, drive-up? Do they want delivery? Do they want, you know, we're really moving towards a society where we don't have to be around other people. We don't have to leave our car. We don't have to leave our house. And it's, I did see the movie Ready Player One. It was excellent. Not as good as the book. In fact, you should probably read the book first. So that, because after the movie, you may be like, oh, I know the story. And the book is a completely different story, but it's still really, really good. It's way excellent. But in that book, you know, everything gets sent to you. Everything gets drop shipped to you. You know, there's not like there's stores or retail outlets. Now, some people out there, they like to shop. They like to walk around through stores and take a look and grab things and touch them and feel them and say, I want this, I want that. And in fact, that does help stores, you know, because they have people that may impulse buy, or there may be bright yellow plates. And you may be like, oh, I need that. See, because right now, me as a shopper, I prefer online. I don't want to be suckered into buying anything else. I need shampoo, and I know the brand I want. I need detergent. I need cat food and toilet paper. If I just buy those, I'd probably save myself $100 by not walking into Walmart or Target and then buying a bunch of other stuff that I don't need. But some of us want to shop. Some of us want to see something new. So I think some stores will exist later. If we look into the future, I think some stores will exist. And it's interesting how these companies like Amazon or Target or Walmart or whatever have to almost do what's against the basics in marketing just to make sure they compete. I don't know if it's going to hurt themselves later or help. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys do not shower every day? How many of you skip a shower? A lot of you do. Well, actually, that's okay. In fact, some experts are recommending it. They say if you bathe every day, they say it could actually increase your risk of infection. According to Dr. Elaine Larson from Columbia University, who's an infectious disease expert, she says showering excessively can reduce skin hydration, causing it to become dry and cracked, that allows germs to enter. She says most people that bathe do so thinking it's going to reduce or risk illness. But all it does is maybe remove body odor. That's highest benefit. We'll talk more about that. Dr. C. Brandon Mitchell, assistant professor of dermatology at George Washington University, adds that washing will strip the skin of its natural oils. That can disrupt good bacteria that supports your immune system. They say, according to Dr. Mitchell, bathing just once or twice a week is usually sufficient for most, saying a daily shower is not necessary. Dr. Mitchell told Time magazine that your body is naturally a well-oiled machine. I think most people overbathe. He says if you do wish to shower daily, only do so if your skin feels healthy and hydrated. They also recommend not to lather your entire bodies with soap, but just focus on the stinky areas, like armpits and feet. He even adds those with dry hair only need to wash it every few weeks. Every few weeks. While people with scalp issues like dandruff may benefit from shampooing a couple times a week. Dr. Larson says people should focus on washing their hands frequently, as well as cleaning their clothes, which contain dead skin cells, to reduce their illness. So, we've talked about our good bacteria and how your body is just laden with microbes. And those microbes keep some homeostasis, some environment that your body wants. And a study released in January last year suggested that overcleaning can damage the healthy bacteria, viruses, and other bugs that live in or on people's bodies. Researchers from the University of Utah analyzed the residents in a remote village of the Amazon. And they suggest that people have the highest diversity of bacteria and genetic functions ever reported in a human group. The scientists concluded Westerners are overly clean, which affects their populations of microbes. They did not comment on how often people should be bathing. They don't. Now, some of you will say, whoa, 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 hold the phone, hold the phone. Every day, there's a study saying that we are exposed to bacteria all over the place, that our desks are dirtier, 400 times dirtier than a toilet seat. Our phone is like 1,000 times dirtier than a toilet seat. That a desk or telephone that you work with at work may have an average of 6,000 bacteria per square inch. And that 2/3 of office workers eat at their desks. I do. Crumbs encourage the growth of bacteria. So here we are, in this day and age, scared to death of superbugs. And now we're being told not to take a shower? Well, I got to tell you something. Okay, so when I was in training, and I have dry hair, and I used to wash my hair very often, okay? But when I was in training, when I was in residency, you'd have these 36-hour shifts. Yes, I'm talking about my 36-hour shifts. Play a violin for me. So I'm doing these 36-hour shifts, and then you come home post-call. I would take a shower. I would try to wash my hair, but I'll be honest, on some days, no. I don't have time to wash my hair or do a blowout and all that. I don't have time. So either my hair would be really curly or messy, or I'd skip washing it. And doing two back-to-back 36-hour shifts means my hair could go over 72 hours without washing it. Now, it would look greasy, I think. Nobody said it did, because my hair is kind of dry to start with. But I just felt like I had that look, and I psychologically thought, oh, whatever. But I got to tell you, my scalp felt good. It wasn't itchy. I wasn't getting dandruff. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe I need the oils. So after that, I started to go every couple days with washing my hair. And then my latest hairdresser, who he's awesome, and who does some celebrities, says some of his celebrities will go 5 days after their blowout with their hair. And I'm like, if the movie stars aren't even washing their hair every single day, then why am I? Well, because you're not a movie star. Well, yeah, I get that. What I'm saying is, I get that. Thank you. Thank you. You don't have to remind me. Thank you. But if I don't have to be washing my hair every day for beauty, because the people who are beautiful don't do that, and it protects the scalp. Well, I've been washing my hair every single day. Now, many of you have seen my hair, and you're like, okay, you need to do something to it. Yeah, but it's not washing it. It's, you know, because your scalp needs some of that oil. Now, where I go wrong is I average 2 to 3 showers a day. Take a shower in the morning, usually a quick shower. But when I come home from work, and I've always done this, especially after patients, is I take a hot, steamy shower to help me not get sick. Whether there's science to it or not, the moisture and helping, you know, clean out or flow through some of the microbes, for me, prevented me from getting sick all these years with patients. I come home, I jump in the shower, and for me, and maybe for healthcare workers, you do need to. Maybe with healthcare workers, you just need to jump in the shower. I mean, I still would, even post-call, jump in the shower because you had blood and all sorts of stuff on you from being on call. Especially when you did trauma and ER and all that. My shoes were always full of blood. Always. But, you know, from the medical standpoint, yeah, maybe wash everything off. But I just love taking hot showers. And then before I go to bed, I'll take another one. It helps me sleep. So maybe I'm taking too much. You know, and I don't want to, you know, knock on wood, I haven't gotten major sick from that. So in some respect, maybe some of us do need more hydration. But I think some of us do overbathe. We overlather. We overuse too many chemicals. I do agree with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a gentleman who deliberately infected 5 gay men with HIV. He has now been jailed for life, and he is the first person in England to be convicted of intentionally spreading HIV virus after infecting 5 men and attempting to infect 5 more. There were 10 victims. Half contracted the virus and half did not. According to BuzzFeed, Daryl Rowe intended to infect all of them. On Wednesday, 6 months after being found guilty of 5 counts of causing grievous bodily harm with intent, another 5 with attempted grievous bodily harm with intent, he, 27 years old, has been sentenced to life in prison with a minimum term of 12 years. Now, he will be eligible for parole, and the youngest of one of his victims, right, said, "I'm overwhelmed knowing he's in jail. I'm just so glad that I can finally put all this by me." He is one of the 5 men who did not contract the virus. He said, "Maybe the people who weren't as lucky as me can move on knowing he got what he deserved." He said, "You deceived all the men into thinking you were HIV negative. When he did use a condom, he deliberately sabotaged it. You sent many abusive and mocking messages. You knew exactly what you were doing." So, many of you are having sex without condoms. Whether it's heterosexual sex, homosexual sex, etc. And I'm not going to go into all the text messages and things like that, whatever. But apparently, some people will sabotage their condoms. We talked about that one gentleman that wanted to impregnate people. I don't understand why they do that, but just be careful. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.